Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Good evening again, everybody. Cheryl Fritz with you on Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS. A real interesting gentleman coming up next. His name is Mike Jarecki. He was with the ammo dump in Williamston. Just a little background that I find fascinating as well. He's a retired battalion chief with the Lansing Fire Department and 13 years in law enforcement with Ingham County and with Sunfield Township. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Now, the reason we're talking to Mike, and I've got to interject a little bit of personal stuff here, is that tomorrow I'll be taking an all-day class with Mike out at the ammo dump, getting my concealed weapons permit. And I find the whole subject fascinating, and I wanted to talk with Mike this evening. Not that I'm trying to be teacher's pet or anything, Mike.
It wouldn't do you any good.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was the case. But anyway, tell me about teaching this class that you've titled Personal Protection in Home. What am I going to learn tomorrow?
Mostly, you're going to learn, personal protection is a real, it's a volatile issue. And it's something that's not absolutely static. It changes. One person's idea of what a threat is and what another person's idea of what a threat is are often a couple of different things. So this gives you some guidelines. It gives you some of the rules that help you decide where there really does exist a threat to your life as opposed to something that just irritates you or makes you mad. And it gives you the ground rules of when you can use a firearm to defend yourself, when you can't use one to defend yourself, what options you've got to keep from using one, where you need to draw the line and you don't have any more choices, and then what's going to happen if you do have to use one.
Okay, there are several different components. As I say, we're going to be there at 8:30 tomorrow morning and go till 9:30 or so at night. There's several different components to a class like this.
Right. There's a legal section of it. We have a lawyer from the Attorney General's office that does about a two-hour legal overview, and it's just the legal side of when you can shoot and when you can't shoot. A lot of the class is based on giving you some guidelines to use to help you decide. Using a firearm is the tool of last resort. That's the overriding theme of the whole class. It needs to be the last option you've got, not the first one. And so we spend a lot of the class giving you some guidelines that will help you decide what other things you can do before it gets to the point to where you need a gun to use a gun and you don't have any choice but to use a gun to defend yourself.
I see. You and I talked briefly on the phone this morning. And one of the things that we talked about was the fact that who is coming in for these classes, and that maybe the demographic of that is changing a bit in these days.
You know, it's changed dramatically. When this class has actually been around for a long time, the class was not designed for what the state uses it for. It just seems to work well for it. This class was designed years ago by the NRA for anybody that's going to have a gun in their house. Anybody. It has nothing to do with whether you're going to carry one or not, but just for people that are going to have a gun in the house. The state adopted it because most shootings happen inside the home. That's where most legal shootings happen, and most of them involve a woman. That's something that took a while to sink in. When we first started doing the class back in early 2001 and 2, if I had 18 or 20 people in the class, there might be two women in there. And usually there were somebody's wife or girlfriend who got browbeaten, dragged around, kicking and screaming. Anymore, almost every class has more women than men, far more women than men. Once some of this information got to be a little bit more known, and that was just a natural process of just people paying more attention. Once the state had a law that let you carry a gun for defense, people started paying more attention to the specifics of it.
You did mention that most shootings happen at home, so we're talking about domestic situations.
No, that's not it at all.
Oh, okay.
It's not domestic situations. Actually, that's a very small percentage of them. I don't know what it'd be, but it's like in the 1%. It's home invasions. It's where somebody breaks into your house and you're at home, and that's where most people end up defending themselves. It's not out in a parking lot someplace or on the expressway. As a matter of fact, the naysayers that always that are opposed to this legislation, and not just our state, but every state that's passed it. That's one of the things they said. We're going to have shootouts on the expressway from road rage. We're going to have shootouts in the parking lot from a department store for people taking somebody's place. That stuff just doesn't happen. The people that take these classes, by definition, are responsible citizens. They have a job, they have a family, they have a home, they've got a mortgage, they got car payments. They can't afford to screw up and do something stupid that's going to land them in jail just because they couldn't control their temper. So, and again, that's kind of what the focus of the class is to help you sort out exactly what kind of situations using deadly force, this is a term they apply to using a handgun to defend yourself, what kind of situations deadly force is applicable to and appropriate for, and what kind of situations you need to find a different solution for.
Is there some kind of screening done, Mike, to get a permit to carry a concealed weapon?
Sort of. You have to be alive. You have to be a resident of the state, like in this case, Michigan, whatever. Most states, there's only about 7 or 8 states now that don't have some kind of a CPL, some kind of a license to allow you to carry. In Michigan, you have to be over 21 years old, and in most states you do. You have to be a resident. There's a list of things that they look at, but they're basically the same things that you have, the same hoops you jump through to buy a gun from a gun dealer. You can't be convicted of a felony. You can't be under indictment for a felony. You can't have been convicted of drug use. You can't be an illegal alien. You can't have been dishonorably discharged from the armed forces. You can't been you cannot have been ever convicted of domestic abuse or stalking or anything like that. If you get by those, then the only restriction is taking this class and jumping through the other hoops to go ahead and get your permit.
So that was my question. So what I've already gone through to get my purchase permit to purchase the gun is what clears the way for this class for me to move forward.
Actually, that's not true. You didn't need to do that. If you don't have a CPL or what people call a CCW, a concealed weapons or a concealed pistol license. In Michigan, it's a concealed pistol license. It's not really a weapons license. You can't carry nunchucks or a knife or a ball bat. It's for a handgun only. If you have that, if you have this, your CPL, then you don't ever need to go get a purchase permit to buy a gun. Your CPL is your purchase permit for the life of the license, which is between 4 and 5 years. The only people that need to get the purchase permit are people who don't have a CPL. If you're just an ordinary citizen of the state and you meet all the other requirements that I just ran through, and you don't have a concealed carry permit and you want to buy a handgun, you have to go get the purchase permit. But once you have your CPL, you no longer need to get that purchase permit. So you didn't need this to get into the class. That you only need to buy a handgun if you don't already have a CPL.
Ah, okay. So I kind of went at it from the other end.
Right.
Look what I learned.
Yeah. One of the things that a lot of people in your position have to end up doing depends on where you take the class. The class that I take pretty much really follows the NRA guidelines for this class. There are 28 range guns here. You're going to handle all of them at least 3 times before you get on the range. They have a couple of female range officers that are going to help you sort out. You're going to pick 5 different guns that you want to try that in one way or another seem to fit you or seem appropriate. You'll shoot 100 shots out on the line in 20-shot increments, and each time, each of the 5 relays, you shoot a different gun. So to buy a gun ahead of time is kind of getting the cart ahead of the horse. One of the reasons for taking this class is to find something that works for you. Every gun doesn't work for every person.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And I ended up with the one I had just by working with it and figuring out what felt comfortable and what worked for me.
Right.
What I am figuring out is I'm going to need a good night's sleep tonight, Mike. You're going to work me out tomorrow.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, and we also talked briefly this morning about the purpose of doing this class is not to walk around thinking I'm all that because I have this. It's just the opposite of that.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, none of the women come to the class with that attitude. That's more kind of a guy thing. It's a lot of the guys that take the class they have kind of the attitude that they're just going to take the class and to carry a gun, and that's kind of the appropriate thing to do. But they're smarter than to get into a situation like that. They, you know, it's just that's not something that would probably apply to them. The women, on the other hand, can take the class. They see themselves as a potential victim. They see and they live. They go watch the news. They read the paper. They talk to people. And when they hear or see something, they look at it and they can see themselves in that position. So it's definitely not an ego trip thing. It truly has to do with personal survival.
Well, I am looking forward to the class tomorrow and getting a great education in this area, and I appreciate you joining me this evening. Mike Jarecki of the Ammo Dump in Williamston, have a great evening, and thank you for joining me.
You too, Cheryl. We'll see you in the morning.
Thank you. We'll be right back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.